Before I visit my father's family tomorrow, I'm taking a walk in the city's old colonial area, Xiamen Island, which is where my parents did some of their courting.
My father was a GI and he fought in World War II, and he got leave after the war and he chose to come here where he met my mother and they fell in love.
My parents immigrated to America as newlyweds, but my father died when I was just 8 months old, aged 33. My mother brought me up alone in Chicago's Chinatown.
My father never existed for me except in photographs. My mother never talked about him very much, so I grew up with him only as an image. My mom never remarried, and I think she was of the old traditional Chinese school that if you have children, then you didn't remarry. And so it was kind of sad for her.
Apart from my father and me, my mother had two other great loves in her life, the game of Mahjong and Cantonese opera. Before we go our separate ways, I want to share this traditional Cantonese art form with Ching. Cantonese opera dates back to the 16th century and had its heyday in the 1920s. Today, a few Guangzhou restaurants put on daily performances.
It's kind of surreal because I feel like I've just come to a restaurant, but they're performing. It's really beautiful though. I really love the costumes.
And it's very old-fashioned. You see, most of these people are of a certain nature. They're not working, they're probably retired.
Before widespread education, Cantonese opera taught morals and messages to its audiences.
Are they all based on like old legends?
Yeah, legends, very famous stories, tales. It's not only what they say, it's what they're gesturing. A lot of gesturing. Do you see it comes from like Tai Chi, when they go like that too, see? It's very Chinese.
Today, these performances are more like variety shows, put on for the elderly and tourists.
This is the aria from my mom's favorite opera. And, God knows how many times I've heard this.